Coming up next on Passion Struck.
Have you ever had someone say something to you out of nowhere that hit so hard it stayed with you for days? Not because it was profound, not because it was planned, but because it reminded you in that moment that you still mattered. That's what this episode is about. Not motivation, not hustle, mattering, and why the smallest, most unexpected moments might just be the ones that change everything. This one's personal, and it's not what you think.
Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck.
Hey everyone, John here, and welcome to episode 600 of the Passion Struck podcast. 600 episodes, more than 27,000 minutes of content. That's more than 18 days of stories, breakthroughs, second chances, hard truths, and unapologetic growth. 600 times we've hit record, 600 times we've gone deeper than surface talk, and 600 times you've shown up. Not just to listen, to transform. Whether this is your first episode or your 500th, I can't tell you how much it means to have you here. You've made this community what it is. And because of that, today isn't just a celebration, it's an invitation. Because today, that community gets a new home. Introducing the Ignition Room. This is something I've been building quietly behind the scenes for a while, a private space for people like you who want more than content. You want connection, conversation, impact. The Ignition Room is more than a space. It's a movement, a place where raw passion meets real stories, where we don't skim the surface, we dive in. When I started this podcast, it was about uncovering life-altering moments, the sparks that change everything. The Ignition Room is the next evolution of that mission. It's where passion meets action, where stories meet strategy, where you don't just listen, you connect. Inside, you'll find authentic connection with others on the growth path, deep dive conversations around everything we explore here, exclusive content, behind the scenes access, and giveaways. And right now, to celebrate episode 600, there's a special giveaway just for those who join. If you jump into the Ignition Room today, you'll be entered to win a Passion Struck pack, complete with a hat, a t-shirt, and a signed copy of my book. It's my way of saying thank you and giving you a tangible reminder that you're part of this movement. But don't wait. I know how these things go. We hear something. We nod. We mean to come back later. This is your moment. Pause what you're doing. Tap the link in the show notes. Join us in the Ignition Room. Because your story, it's not just welcome there. It might be the spark that someone else has been waiting for. Before we dive in, don't miss two incredible episodes from earlier this week. On Monday, I spoke with Isabel and Laura Hoff, daughters of Wim Hof, about their new book, Secrets of the Ice Women, where we explored how cold exposure, mindset, and breathwork aren't just wellness trends. They're powerful tools for resilience, hormone balance, and deep personal transformation. And on Thursday, I had the pleasure of sitting down with Dr. Stephen Gundry to talk about his new book, The Gut-Brain Paradox. This conversation goes far beyond diet. We dug into how your gut health could be the hidden link to your focus, your mood, and your long-term vitality. Both episodes are packed with insight, and they're live now wherever you listen. And today, episode 600, we're exploring something different and deeply personal, the link between serendipity and mattering. Why the smallest moments often change us the most, and how to live in a way that invites those moments, not by chasing luck, but by trusting that what you do might leave a mark. Let's get into it. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to building a life that matters. Now, let that journey begin. It wasn't supposed to matter, but it did. It started with a message from my friend Mike Strobo. Mike's a longtime Passion Struck listener. After episode 582, The Hidden Crisis of Family Mattering and How to Fix It, he reached out. No big fanfare, no cinematic moment, just a text that said essentially, "John, that one hit me. It made me stop. It made me reevaluate how I'm showing up as a husband and as a parent." That was it. One message, one moment of real reflection shared back with me. But something shifted, not because I was praised, but because I was heard. Because something I said, something I'd already moved on from, had landed somewhere real. That message could have been another check-in, another, "Hey John, great episode," but it wasn't. It stayed with me. And for days afterward, I found myself circling the same quiet question. Why did that moment matter so much? It didn't change my calendar, or my work, or the shape of my day, but somehow it changed the air I was breathing. We tend to think of serendipity as a lucky break, a coincidence, a happy accident. But what if it's more than that? What if those small, surprising moments, the ones we almost don't notice, are actually evidence of something deeper? What if serendipity is the world's way of saying you still matter, even when you've forgotten how? But let's be honest, we don't usually plan our most meaningful moments. They sneak up on us, in the hallway, in the inbox, on a walk, a text, a glance, a message from a friend who says, "This made me think, this made me feel, this made me change." These aren't just pleasant surprises, they're psychological oxygen. And more often than that, they arrive when we're running out of air. When researchers studied the neuroscience of surprise, they found something fascinating. Our brains light up when something unexpected happens, especially when it feels affirming. It's not just novelty, it's recognition. Serendipity activates the same reward centers as love, laughter, and awe. And when that moment carries the weight of mattering, when it reminds us we're seen, remembered, and valued, its impact isn't just emotional, it's biological. Our heart rate slows, our nervous system regulates, our mind settles. Because at our core, we're not just wired for purpose, we're wired to know I still register in someone else's world. And this got me thinking, the most powerful moments in our lives often aren't the loud ones. They're the ones we almost miss, the message we almost didn't send, the compliment we almost kept to ourselves, the invitation we almost talked ourselves out of extending. Serendipity isn't always about fate. Sometimes it's just someone choosing to say the thing out loud. And when they do, it lands like a lifeline. Because in a world that teaches us to keep scrolling, keep achieving, keep going, to be unexpectedly seen, that's when something inside us exhales. And this got me to start thinking about serendipity as not magic, but as a mirror. We tend to treat serendipity like it's mystical, something that just happens to us. But researchers like Dr. Christian Busch, author of The Serendipity Mindset, argue that it's actually something we cultivate. His team found that serendipity isn't about luck, it's about readiness. Noticing more, connecting faster, saying the thing most people filter out. In other words, serendipity isn't magic, it's a mirror for what we notice and what we dare to reflect back. But here's the twist. What makes these moments so powerful isn't just the surprise, it's the recognition. Serendipity becomes mattering the moment someone feels seen without expectation. But here's the thing. Recognizing that kind of moment often doesn't feel profound when it's happening. It feels ordinary, forgettable even, until we realize what it led to. Let's start here. It's 1945. The war is ending. Inside a military lab, Perry Spencer, an engineer working on radar systems for a defense contractor, is walking past a magnetron, a device that emits high-powered microwaves. In his pocket, a chocolate bar. He doesn't notice anything at first, but a few minutes later, he reaches into his pocket and feels something unexpected. Melted chocolate. That's it. That's the moment. Most people would have laughed it off, tossed the wrapper, kept working. But Percy didn't. He paused. He asked why. He started experimenting, first with popcorn kernels, then with eggs. And what he realized was this. The microwaves weren't just melting chocolate. They were cooking food. That one moment of curiosity, it led to one of the most transformative kitchen inventions of the 20th century. But here's the thing. The microwave didn't come from luck. It came from noticing and from the belief that the moment meant something. Perry Spencer was surrounded by noise, equipment, tech, deadlines, pressure. But when something unexpected happened, he didn't dismiss it. He followed it because something inside him believed this might matter. That belief that our observations are worth something is where serendipity meets significance. The chocolate bar wasn't the breakthrough. The moment he noticed it was. Now picture a completely different setting. It's 1928, London, a messy lab. Alexander Fleming, a Scottish physician, returns from vacation to find that one of his petri dishes has been left out too long. Mold has started to grow. Most researchers would have tossed it and moved on, but Fleming doesn't. In fact, he looks closer, and he notices something strange. Around the mold, the bacteria are gone, completely wiped out. Again, that could have been nothing, could have been a blip, could have been ignored, but it wasn't. Fleming did what curious, engaged people do. He paid attention. He ran more tests. He asked deeper questions. And that accidental mold? It became penicillin, the first widely used antibiotic in history. It went on to save millions of lives. But just like Spencer, it wasn't the accident that made the difference. It was the attunement. Fleming didn't just notice the mold. He believed the moment mattered enough to investigate it. And that belief, the belief that something unexpected might carry meaning, is what turned a messy dish into a medical breakthrough. So you may be asking, what do Perry Spencer and Alexander Fleming have in common? They didn't plan for greatness. They didn't set out to change the world. They were just present enough to see something strange and anchored enough in their sense of purpose to know it was worth following. That's the through line. Serendipity opens the door, but mattering is what makes us walk through it. Here's the common misunderstanding about moments like these. We assume they're magical, rare, lucky. But if you look closely, and I mean really closely, you start to see a different pattern. The magic wasn't the moment. The magic was the mindset. Spencer and Fleming didn't have superpowers. They had a few things that made the difference. They were curious. They were present. And most importantly, they believed that what they were doing mattered enough to pay attention. That's the through line in every serendipitous story that sticks. It's not just luck. It's readiness. It's the willingness to treat the unexpected as if it might mean something and the courage to follow it. And when I got to studying this, I actually found that there's a feedback loop here, and it's powerful. Let me lay it out in a series of steps. First, you believe what you're doing matters. So you stay engaged. You notice more. Because you're noticing more, you catch things others miss. And when something strange or surprising happens, you don't dismiss it. You explore it. That exploration leads to something meaningful, and that reinforces your sense that you matter. Mattering leads to noticing. Noticing leads to meaning. And meaning leads to more mattering. That's the loop. And once you see it, you realize serendipity isn't random. It responds to the posture you take toward your life. So you may be asking, how do we take that posture? So let's make this practical. You don't need to be a scientist or an engineer to experience this. You just need to start living like what you notice might matter. That means staying curious, even when it feels easier to tune out. It means pausing on the weird thing instead of brushing past it. It means following the flicker, the tug, the gut instinct, even if you don't know where it's going yet. And most of all, believing your perspective is worth trusting, because that's what Spencer and Fleming did. They didn't just notice. They believed their noticing was worth something. That's what so many of us are missing. We wait for the big break, the open door, the external validation. But maybe what actually changes everything is the moment we start trusting our own awareness again. Before we take a quick break for our sponsors, here's what's coming up next. We're going to explore how to build this kind of mindset, how to prime yourself for serendipity, not by chasing luck or waiting for that perfect moment, but by living in a way that quietly invites it. I'll walk you through the habits, the inner posture, and the subtle shifts that turn randomness into resonance, and show you how to create the conditions where unexpected moments become the ones that matter most. Stick around. Let me tell you about something that happened recently. Nothing dramatic, no turning point, just a message. Two of them, actually. One came from a friend I hadn't heard from in a while. Her name's Allison. She messaged me out of the blue on LinkedIn to say her son was picking a podcast to fall asleep to, and mine popped up. Apparently, my voice pairs perfectly with REM cycles. I'll take it. If Passionstruck is helping people sleep and reflect, I'm calling that a win. But getting back to Allison, it reminded her to reach out. No agenda, no ask, just a note that said, "Hey, you came up in our world tonight. Thought of you." The second came from someone I've never met in person, Dr. Sandro Formica. He simply wrote, "I've been following your work. Just wanted to say thank you for your contribution to the betterment of humankind at work and in life." That was it. But here's what happened inside me when I read those messages. I exhaled, because on that day, on that week, I was having a pretty rough time. I had caught a cold, was really stressed out, wasn't feeling that great, and I didn't even know I needed to be reminded that I mattered. But apparently, I did. And what those two people offered me was serendipity, a random moment, a message, a small thing that said, "You still register in someone else's life." That's what serendipity does when it's tied to mattering. It's not flashy. It's not loud. It doesn't come with confetti, but it lands and it lingers because it reminds us of something we often forget. Sometimes the things we create out in the world continue working long after we've let go of them. Sometimes our presence ripples in rooms we never enter. Those messages didn't show up because I planned for them. They showed up because I'd put something out into the world and it landed somewhere. Maybe days ago, maybe years ago, but it stuck with someone. And then at that exact moment, I needed it. It came back to find me. That's what we often miss about serendipity. It's not just about being lucky. It's about living in a way that makes it more likely that something meaningful can happen. So how do you do that? You don't chase serendipity. You create the conditions where it can show up. And that starts with five simple, but not always easy, shifts. The first shift is to live like you're noticing matters. Most people miss the moment because they miss the moment. We're moving too fast. We're buried in our feeds. We're half listening, half thinking about what's next. But the people who catch the quiet magic of life, the ones who turn randomness into resonance, are the ones who notice. They notice the weird comment in the meeting, the glance that lingers, the little coincidence that feels like more than chance. And they don't dismiss it, because they've trained themselves to believe this could mean something. Let's find out. The second shift is to follow the flicker. You know, that small tug you feel sometimes, a name that pops into your head, a line you think you should write, a person you think you should check on. That's not noise. That's your intuition telling you There's something here. Follow it. Most people let that flicker pass, but the ones who create moments that matter, they send the text. They say the thing. They trust the pull. And half the time, it turns out to be exactly what someone needed. And that leads us to the third shift. Anchor to purpose, but stay open to surprise. It's good to be focused, to have a direction, a plan. But the paradox is, the more tightly we grip our goals, the less room we leave for something unexpected, and better, to arrive. People who experience meaningful serendipity don't just have purpose. They hold it loosely. They know where they're going, but they're not so rigid that they miss what's happening around them. They leave just enough space in their lives for life to surprise them. And this leads to the fourth shift. Act like the small thing might matter. Send the thank you note. Say the compliment you almost kept to yourself. Name what someone brings into a room, even if they brush it off. Most people wait until it's a good time to say something meaningful. The people who make a difference, though, they say it when it's true. Because they know small things land heavy when they're real. And this leads us to the final and fifth shift. Believe your presence makes a dent. This one's the hardest, especially when you're tired, disconnected, you're running on empty. But if there's one thing I've learned from the research and from life, it's this. People don't need you to be perfect. They just need to feel you're here. If you're in the room, if you're listening, if you're willing to show up with your full attention, that changes things. You don't have to know who it will help. You just have to trust that it could. That belief that you're noticing, your kindness, your words might matter, is the most powerful invitation serendipity has. Because serendipity isn't just about what happens to you. It's what happens through you. When you live like what you do might leave a mark. So here's what I want you to remember. Most of the moments that shape us don't come with fanfare. They don't announce themselves as important. They arrive quietly, almost forgettably, but they stay. A message, a glance, a moment of being noticed, right when we weren't sure we still were. That's serendipity. Not as magic, not as luck, but as a mirror. A reflection that says, you're still here. You still matter, even when you forgot, even when no one said it out loud. And maybe the most powerful truth in all of this is, you don't have to wait for those moments. You can be the reason they happen. Every time you speak the thing you almost didn't say, every time you name someone's impact, every time you follow the flicker that says, reach out, you're creating space for someone else to feel relevant again, to feel like they still register. Because at the end of the day, we don't need constant affirmation. We just need a few moments, unscripted, unexpected, that remind us we're still visible, we're still needed, we still matter. And back at the start, I said we talk about how to invite those moments, how to stop chasing serendipity and start preparing for it. This is it. It's not about waiting. It's about living like what you do might matter. Because that's when the unexpected shows up and stays. Thanks for listening. If this episode sparked something in you or reminded you of someone, don't let the moment pass. Send it their way. Because sometimes the thing that almost doesn't get said is exactly what someone else needs to hear. And if you're ready to go deeper, don't forget to join us in the Ignition Room, our brand new community space created to turn moments like this into something more. Connection, growth, real conversation. It's free, it's live, and it's yours. Just tap the link in the show notes and jump in. And if the show continues to matter to you, here's how you can help it grow. Leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. It takes 30 seconds and helps more people find the show. Share it, post it, text it, email it. Be the spark in someone else's day. And if you lead a team or organization and today's message hit home, let's take it further. I work with leaders and teams around the world through keynotes and workshops that bring purpose, focus, and intentionality to the people and places that need it most. Learn more at johnrmiles.com/speaking. And next week on Passionstruck, I'm sitting down with Yonge Mingyur Rinpoche, a world-renowned meditation teacher and Buddhist monk. We'll explore how joy, awareness, mattering, and emotional turbulence can coexist, and how you can use the mind itself as a tool for healing, clarity, and purpose. It's a profound conversation on presence, transformation, and what it really means to be alive in this moment. You don't want to miss it.
At a certain level, I discovered that I have the panic or panic, what I call that aversion to panic, resist, feeling of resistance to the panic attacks. I'm fighting with my panic, actually. And my father said, don't fight, welcome the panic. Then I begin to welcome that a bit. It helps a little bit. Then I thought, oh, now I know the new strategy. So if I say welcome, then panic will not come back. It's become a little bit like dog chasing tail, but even that fake welcome helps for me.
You're not here just to consume content. You're here to change, to apply what you've learned, to live like what you do might matter. That's the challenge, and that's the invitation. So until next time, notice more, name what matters, and trust that the quietest gestures often leave the deepest mark. Live life passion struck.